Disney is now taking the first steps towards reopening in the United States. Today, some of its Disney Springs shops and restaurants open to the public. Last week, it was Disneyland in Shanghai. And even though the Disney Corporation has put rules in place, like requiring people wear face masks and undergo temperature checks, the company has also issued a warning saying, come at your own risk. Martin Lewison is a business management professor, and he's also known as Professor Rollercoaster. He focuses on the theme park industry at Farmingdale State College in New York. Martin, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
So there are no dates yet for when Disney will reopen its theme parks, but what do you make of their warning to the public? Does it absolve them from liability if someone gets COVID-19 on their property?
Well, there is a certain degree of risk that's taken upon by visitors. Disney's really being as transparent as they can be, saying that we're taking whatever reasonable precautions we can to make it a safe place to go, but ultimately we can't be held responsible. Now, whether they can or cannot be held liable ultimately would end up in the courts if somebody were to actually sue.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people were surprised by Disney's statement, basically come at your own risk, a place that is often so welcoming and providing an experience for people at all of their places.
Yes, Disney theme parks are designed, you know, in such a way that you put the outside world aside and enter a new realm of magic and fantasy. You know, that's a little bit of a slap in the face to the person that's trying to fantasize when they come in and says, oh, by the way, you may catch an, you know, life-threatening illness. But on the other hand, I think guests will be taking some sort of risk that wasn't there in the past. I mean, anybody can stumble when they're getting off a theme park ride and break their leg, and those kinds of risks always exist. And we sort of assume those risks without thinking. But yep. Disney wants to remind you that now there's a new risk. And it does kind of take the sheen off the fantasy. But I hope it has the effect of making guests be that much more careful, that guests should be careful about wearing a mask, that guests should be careful about keeping distance, you know, from other parties in the park. And if that communal behavior leads to fewer infections overall, then I think the warning serves a purpose other than legal protection.
Your nickname, as I mentioned, is Professor Rollercoaster, because you and your wife are really theme park enthusiasts. You say you visit more than 100 theme parks a year. If you could go back one day soon, would you?
I would. The truth is that it's really my wife, I think, that's putting the brakes on things. I'm not anxious to go out, but we do live right in the middle of Queens, and it's been hard hit here. And my wife happens to be an ER doctor. So my wife has seen COVID-19 way up close. She's definitely spooked about going out in public. And there are definitely some risks to going back to large gatherings of people at this stage of the game. So I'm certainly excited about the season possibly reopening. But I think that, as I said, my wife is a little bit more on the cautious side, and, you know, she's my riding buddy. So we're probably not going to be going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about theme parks are really large public gatherings, even if there are all of these precautions in place. And we're talking about Disney in this discussion, but I'm thinking about some of those other types of theme parks, smaller ones like Six Flags and Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. Do you think that they will survive moving forward if they have to stay closed during what is usually a peak season, the spring and the summer and early fall?
Well, I do think that parks like Disney, when they open, I think they'll do it right. And, you know, they're going to operate at much lower than normal capacity. And typically at a theme park, you're outdoors. So it's not like being, you know, caught inside in a small space with other people. So there are certainly some risks, but I think Disney and the other large companies are going to try to manage the risks as well as they can. And in fact, Disney has the deepest pockets, but I also think that companies like Universal, you know, basically the big six, seven, Disney, Universal, Six Flags, Cedar Fair, SeaWorld Entertainment, and then there are a couple of foreign-owned chains, Parques Reunidos and Merlin Entertainments. They operate the Legolands. You know, I think those companies are going to get through it. I think this is clearly going to be a difficult period for all of them. I'm more worried about the smaller parks, the regional parks, the mom-and-pop owned parks that have been in a single family for generations. You know, there are like 5,000 different amusement and attractions companies in the United States. You know, if you take every amusement park, water park, and family entertainment center, you know, there's more than 5,000 of them. So there are definitely some that are going to be under pressure. Hopefully, much of the industry will survive. But of course, it's not just the theme park industry. Anything related to entertainment, travel, tourism is under pressure right now.
That's Martin Lewison. He is a business management professor who focuses on the theme park industry at Farmingdale State College in New York. Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.